Howdy, Hillsboro. Hey, y'all. Y'all know what time it is right here at 97.9 The Hill and on chapelboro.com. It's Howdy, Hillsboro. I'm your host, Eric Pruitt. I'm a crime author and a bartender down at Yonder in Hillsboro. And I'm joined, as always, by my partner in crime, Alexis Bravos, who is a massage therapist and a bartender at Yonder. Alexis, how are you doing?
Okay, you pronounced my name right this week, but you're overdoing it.
That's what she said.
We have a guest this week. Her name is Christina Casa. And we just ran into her at the Nomad. We're here having a bite. We saw her at the bar, tipping one back. And Nomad happens to be in the location of the Osbun Theater, which was formerly a movie theater in Hillsboro. So that's a really iconic location.
Once upon a time, yes, you are correct. Back in the 1920s, the Osbun Theater showed movies. But it doesn't show movies anymore. It serves up some of the tastiest Indian and Asian and et cetera inspired foods. I get the pad thai. What are you having, Alexis?
I love et cetera inspired foods.
Yes. Yes.
I'm having the butter paneer.
And our wonderful guest, Miss Christina Casa, just got back from the bathroom. Christina, what are you having?
I'm having a cold one on a hot day.
There you go. Ah, yas queen. Yas queen. Hey, Christina, if y'all don't know, Christina Casa has been, when did you get to town?
Oh, gosh, it was right before the pandemic, so.
It's your fault.
Or the pandems, as I like to call it. So I didn't really meet anyone until after I got my little poke and sticks.
So you've only been here like a couple of years, but man, you've made an impact. Because Christina, not only is she like one of the hottest romance writers out there churning out books today, but she also runs like the ever-popular Movie Night Live series over at Yonder Bar. Christina, tell folks what the Movie Night Live series is all about.
Oh, okay. So it's a lot of fun. We take a iconic movie script and something that everyone's familiar with, and then we take people from around the community who are willing and game to get up there and be a little silly, and they play all the parts in the movie. And, yeah.
That's such a brilliant idea. I know that your first one that you did at the bar was The Breakfast Club. And then you started branching out with Reservoir Dogs and The Christmas Story. But I think the last couple of ones you did, like The Princess Bride and Monty Python's Holy Grail, just absolutely exploded. Those were just absolutely nuts. Good, a really, really good time. What gave you the idea to put these on?
Well, it was something over Zoom that we decided to do during pandemics because everyone was stuck at home and we were bored out of our minds, and a lot of people I knew were actors on Broadway and TV, and no one was doing anything. And all of a sudden, all these people were available, and people were doing plays, but the movies were more interesting. And there's so much available online. You can find the scripts. Now, they're not always the final shooting script. And a lot of our favorite movies, like Groundhog's Day, a lot of that was improv. So you don't have access to the lines unless you literally write it in. With Holy Grail, it was a transcript, so it was totally true to the movie. But a lot of them, some of them are weird. We did Dead Poets Society, and there's a scene where they eat all this animal flesh in a cave, and the Robin Williams character starts talking about eating toes. It's the weirdest. There's some weird stuff out there. That's all I'm saying. Oh, and we want to do League of Their Own. And yeah, there's a romance between the two characters that you kind of want there to be a romance with, but it's not in the movie.
Between the sisters? That's just wrong.
Between the older sister and Jimmy Dugan, the coach.
Oh, I was thinking it'd be like Madonna and Gina Davis.
That would be awesome too. Yeah.
Isn't Lori Petty in that movie?
Lori Petty is awesome. There's so many people in that movie with small roles, but really.
Yeah.
Taya Leone is in that movie.
No, I don't remember that.
She's just
all.
one of the girls who's on a team.
Yeah. So what were some of the ones you did during the pandemic? And you were doing this over Zoom?
Over Zoom, mm-hmm. but with people all over the country. And I think we had a couple people join us from Europe, but it's a little trickier because of the time zones. But gosh, we did so many, and I want to do a lot of them at Yonder, hopefully. But I do tend to do the ones that everyone wants to do. So I keep mm-hmm. mentioning Moonstruck because it's such a beautiful script by Shanley, mm-hmm. and it's so well written, and only a few people are that excited about that one, but I still will do it. We'll do it at some point. You really want to do fan favorites. Obviously, we've got to do Bull Durham at some point.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah, we've got to do that.
Steamy.
Yeah, I want to do League of Their Own. And, well, that'll be co-ed if we do Bull Durham. We've got to have some girl ball players in there, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been, like, casting, I think, you know, not only have you been picking, like, you know, just winners every time. I don't think you've picked a dud yet. But, like, your casting has been great. Now, I've been fortunate to have seen it since the beginning. And in the beginning, you were going heavy on, you know, trained actors and et cetera. But I think, like, each time you would pick, like, one neighborhood person, and the neighborhood person just stole the show.
It's amazing.
Colin Griffith is... Mm.
Well, he was a child actor. I just want to put like
he was a dancer.
That's Lindsay Lohan. That's the Lindsay Lohan of the group. He's not. He's not like a beginner necessarily, but he hasn't done it in a long time. But so many people, Meg Poe, both of you have been amazing. It shocks me how good, how much talent there is and enthusiasm, especially when you take away the pressure. I say, you know, this is no pressure. You're doing this for your friends. There's no money involved. Like, no, you know, we're not selling tickets. People wander in, they can enjoy it or not. And it becomes almost like an improv show meets Mystery Science Theater 2000 meets sometimes the quality of an actual play. Because we've had so many good performers, so many people who are musicians, and that really segues beautifully into acting. And even like our local politicians have been amazing too, because they're used to maybe orating in a different way, but it's really been astonishing.
And they've been coming out with the costumes too. Like that's been fun to watch. Hey, so when is the next one?
This is coming up next Wednesday. Oh, this Wednesday.
Yeah, this Wednesday. Yeah, August 3rd.
August 3rd.
Christina, you've had a couple cold ones.
and it starts at 8 p.m., but I suggest coming early so you can get a drink and get settled.
What's the movie you're doing?
What is it?
It's Airplane.
Oh, it's Airplane. I blanked out for a minute. Yes, it's Airplane, but it's been heavily edited, so it's not offensive in any way.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be offensive. Like, do you know any of the cast members yet? Can you share any of the cast members?
Yes. Okay, so far, Sarah LaFone, who is the lead singer of...
Orange County Lockdown.
Orange County Lockdown, thank you. Oh, my God, it's like... Can you just follow me around?
It's like you finish my...
Sandwiches.
Yes.
She's playing the stewardess who sings, and she's going to perform the song for real. I'm super
amazing.
Excited for that. The pilot would be Robert Strigler.
LOL.
Oh my God.
And Tom Stevens is the doctor, Leslie Nielsen.
Who you got speaking jive?
No one. I cut that.
Okay.
That's simply not going to happen at all.
Yeah. Not acceptable.
And we're not... I think I cut out the slap, also the endless stream of slaps, but perhaps not.
All right. That's another thing we'll commend you on.
If you want me to slap Eric, I'll do it.
Okay. Good to know.
All right. What do y'all say we take a break right here? Because we may still have a sponsor left. So let's take a real quick break, and we're going to come back. We're going to join Christina Casa as she helps us do what you all have been waiting for, and that's ask Alexis some questions. Y'all stick around 1 minute, and we'll ask Alexis.
Naturally. Well, I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star. Cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you'll come and see me in the movies.
I'm I'm Charles Blackwood, Sheriff of Orange County, and 97.9 The Hill is my hometown radio station.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Howdy Hillsborough. Welcome back to Howdy Hillsborough on 97.9 The Hill. My name is Alexis Bravos. I'm joined, as always, by Eric Pruitt.
Sup.
And we are here to answer some questions for Ask Alexis, and we are joined by our lovely and accomplished guest, Christina Casa. Christina, do you want to help us answer some questions?
I'd love to.
Awesome. If y'all have questions for Ask Alexis, feel free to stop by Yonder Bar and drop them in our pickle jar, which is on the bar. Or if you don't feel like coming into Yonder, what's wrong with you? But you could also do the anonymous internet form on chapelborough.com/howdyhillsborough. That's pretty easy to do. And it's anonymous, because I know a lot of people's handwriting by now. Okay, should we get started?
Let's do it.
All right, dear Alexis, if I were in love with you, what would be the best way to let you know? Now, I'm assuming the you is a universal you and not actually me. And that's what I would like to continue to believe. But if you were in love with me, Alexis, I would say keep it to yourself. If you just want to know generally if you're in love with someone, how do you let them know? I would say stand outside their house with a boombox over your head in the rain wearing a trench coat, and the boombox should be playing In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel.
What do you guys think? That's very specific, but I think it's good advice. Can I just see the handwriting? I'm just curious if I wrote that.
You did not.
For once, that wasn't me.
Is that blood on it? No, I have two very specific pieces of advice. If you love someone and you want them to know, like, do one of two things. Like, one, follow them around everywhere. And, like, see what they like and see what they enjoy. And write it. Like, keep, like, maybe a little notebook of their activities and their likes and their turn-ons and turn-offs. And, B, like, pay someone to, like, accost them so that you can run in and rescue them. Chicks like to be rescued.
Like, pay someone to hit them with their car.
Yeah, and then you run in and be like, hey, no, and then you save the day.
Man. See, I was going to say, gather, like, some of their hair and personal facts. And so you can
cast a spell.
Yeah, it's cast a spell, or just for your notebook, for your box of trophies.
Yeah.
That you keep in the crawl space under your house.
This is from romance writer Christina Casa, who writes incel romances. We're here with her on 97.9 The Hill. Got another question, Alexis?
Should we move on? Dear Alexis, I met this guy in parentheses, Yonder Bar on February 2nd. This is so specific. Groundhog's Day, to be exact. And now we are engaged to be married. I think I know who this is. Mm-hmm. Is this going to blow up in my face, or should I go with it? ? Plus, it's the second rodeo for us both. What color can I wear? Thanks. This is a lot.
Yeah. That's a lot to say, especially because I also know who it is. I was there on their first date.
I was their bartender, actually. Is this going to blow up in my face, or should I go with it? Well, clearly you're going with it, so you should continue to go down that path. Who knows if it's going to blow up in your face? If it does, it does. That's life. Mm-hmm. But you're happy now, and I think you're doing the right thing. What color can I wear? Any color you want. Wear plaid, wear purple, wear nothing. That's my vote.
A nude wedding.
Yeah, man. I want to go to a nude wedding.
I don't. There's a reason we wear clothes.
I don't want to see.
You can still wear that thing on your head.
Yeah, it's just a reason we wear clothes.
You can leave your hat on, Eric.
Thank you.
You can leave your boots on.
All I'm saying in regard to this question is you better do it right, Barry. Better do it right.
That's right.
Don't F this up.
But also, I think, you know, you can wear white if you want to.
Anyone can. I think that's the implied question.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Taylor wore white. And I think she...
In all six marriages?
Yeah. So...
Yeah. I wore pink at my first wedding.
Aww.
And I think for my next one, I'm going to wear gold.
Ooh.
Lan and I wore Hawaiian shirts and I think on our next one, I'm going to wear lame.
Yeah, when you guys reinsert your vows, yeah. Reinstate. What's the word?
Recommit? No.
Reinsert.
Y'all call us if you can think of the word.
Someone tell us no.
Someone come to Nomad. All right. Dear Alexis, this week's questions, I have to say, are filled with like rather creepy questions. Dear Alexis, I prefer to sleep back to back. What about you? Do you snuggle while you sleep? Inquiring minds want to know.
That is a tad personal.
It really is.
Is it the same handwriting as the person who was in love with you?
It's different handwriting.
Everyone's so obsessed with you.
I'll say this. Historically, I am not a snuggler. I like at least like a foot of space around me on all sides with nothing touching me. Totally dark, white noise, you know, a perfect temperature, you know, comfy pillow. And now I'm totally the opposite. Excuse me. No one's ever said that. Now I'm a huge cuddler. What about y'all?
I think it depends on the person, that you're cuddling with.
Like, do they have... like sleep emissions?
Just no. I don't know. Just like the vibe. Because right. I'm an anti-cuddler myself.
Yeah.
I'll cuddle, like watching TV. But when it's time to go to sleep, that's serious business. It's time to sleep. Because if I don't get sleep, you guys don't know this about me, but I become totally unpleasant. So yeah. But, yeah, it depends. Sometimes you meet someone and all of a sudden you're snuggling the night away and it's fine.
Yeah, Eric?
I mean, I typically have to sleep on my back if I'm not let out of the handcuffs. So I'm stuck on my back. But that's fine because when we wake up in the morning, she lets me out.
Okay. You do know that Lana listens to the show now, right?
I don't want her to find out that I'm in handcuffs.
All right. I think we've got time for one, maybe two more. Dear Alexis, this one's great. My dad is so weird. What do I do? This is a child's handwriting.
Oh, my God.
I love this. As the child of a weird dad, I would say just enjoy it because, like, if your parents are weird, they'll let you be weird. Like, let his freak flag fly. Don't be embarrassed by him. I know it's hard because parents are super embarrassing. My mom has this laugh. Mom, are you listening? Hi, Mom. That you can hear from space. And she would come to my theatrical productions. I was a high school actress. And I would hear her laugh, like, at weird times. And I would, like, inwardly, like, oh, my God, that's my mom. But, you know, I kind of love that now. Like, she really brings it to everything she does. So if you've got a weird parent, I would say rejoice. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think weird is better. Own the weirdness. And someday you'll look back and be glad.
Yeah. Also, you have parents.
But so also, what was the that. Child? Which child was in the bar and what time?
I know what kid it was, but I'm not going to say.
I mean, I'm going to say it was your kid.
No.
I'm going to say that, you know, you should just enjoy him being weird because one day, you know what? Your dad's going to die. And you're going to be like, man, what a jerky little kid I was, you know, writing about how weird my dad is and putting it in the jar. Like, you little ungrateful thing. But B, if it's my kid, I'm like, hey, kid, I've been looking for you too, man. Like, where are you? Don't just stick things in the jar. Like, introduce yourself to me.
Oh, yeah. They finally answered my internet ad. Been looking for your children for weeks.
Yeah, I'm going to find them.
All right, y'all. Well, we should probably take a little break here and come back and talk some more with our guest, Christina Casa. Stay tuned.
your hometown radio station, 97.9 The Hill, where Hillsboro listens. Streaming live on chapelboro.com.
Howdy, Hillsboro. I'm Eric Pruitt with my co-host, Alexis Bravos, here on 97.9 The Hill and chapelboro.com. We're hanging out at Nomad with our good buddy, movie star, romance author, and producer, Christina Casa. Christina, how you doing?
Pretty good, thanks.
So, you know, over here on the Howdy Hillsboro, we like to find out what people are up to, what they like to do in Hillsboro. We're here at Nomad, where you get some really, really good eats. If you have folks coming into town, where do you like to take them when you go around Hillsboro?
Are you asking me? Oh.
That's correct.
Eye contact would have been helpful. Thank you. Thank you.
You don't like to look anyone in the eye. We're very awkward.
I'm kind of a one-trick pony. You know, it's basically just Yonder. But occasionally, food at the Nickel or, or Antonia's. That's about it. I'm kind of boring.
No, I would not call you boring. Yeah, we've seen you on your social media. You're usually pretty active in posting on what you do around Hillsboro, which is always a lot of fun to see.
Thank you.
I think you're one of the killer ambassadors. You do a pretty good job.
Thank you.
It's true.
And it's true. And why would you go anywhere else but Yonder, honestly?
That's what we're talking about. That's how we hang out. Hey, so yeah, the food here at Nomad's really good. The drinks are really, really good. But, you know, I tell you what, why don't we just break into a couple more of those questions you got in your hand there?
Yeah, I've got a few.
And if you have questions that you want to ask Alexis, why don't you come down to Yonder? You can write them down on a piece of paper and stick them in our pickle jar. Or you can go to the portal at chapelboro.com. The Howdy Hillsboro page, you can submit them anonymously. What have we had stuck in our jar?
Well, in the last segment, there were a couple of questions that I thought were directed specifically to me. And I've got a couple that are directed at you, Eric.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
It's two different questions written by two different people, but I'm going to turn it into a four-part question. Dear Alexis, why is Eric the coolest? Why is Eric so eccentric? Is it drugs? Was he dropped on his head?
Yes. Alexis dropped me on my head while we were on drugs.
I actually accidentally dropped him off the overlook at Okanichi Mountain last week. So it's been a long, hard recovery, but I think he's going to be okay.
Is that why he's got that bandana on his head?
Yeah, it's covering just a gaping head wound.
Thank you to whoever wrote that question. It's about time somebody said something nice about me.
I mean, I think I can answer this. Why is Eric the coolest? Because he just is. He's an awesome bartender. He's funny as hell. He's super witty. He's a great writer. He's a good friend. Come on, everybody. Eric's the coolest.
You have hardened my remaining nipple. Thank you.
I thought you had three.
Nope, just one.
Just one big one right in the middle. That's weird. That's same for me. Mm-hmm. Just one right in the middle.
So together.
I have six like a cat.
Everybody call in and tell us how many nipples you have.
Over, under, two.
Okay. We have time for another one? Yeah,
girl,
we've got
you know
time for a couple. Dear Alexis, I hate the beach. Does that make me a freak? Of course not. I know a lot of people that hate the beach and prefer the mountains or the racetrack or the crack house. I personally love the beach, and I would move there if I could. Y'all like the beach? What beach do you like to go to?
I haven't been to the beach in 7 years, but I'm going in the next week.
Where are you going? We're gonna find you.
You know, it was told to me that I was going to be taken, so I don't know yet. I have to.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Is this a romantic getaway?
Romance,
if we may be so bold.
Love.
It's just a day, but yeah, we're going to.
Come aboard. We're expecting you.
I don't know where we're going. I love the beach. I grew up at the beach. I'm a water baby. So, yeah. But I am going soon to the beach, and I can't wait.
Yeah. Eric, what do you think about the beach?
I mean, not liking the beach doesn't make you a freak. Now, like, you know, when you like to get choked during sex, man, that kind of makes you a freak, little girl.
What about if you like to do it on the beach?
Well, it's not so much freaky anymore. I mean, I think that that's kind of been standard. When they name a drink after it, you know, like it's less, which oddly enough, we do have a drink at Yonder called the Choke Me Daddy. So I guess I am kind of, I guess I am kind of defeating my own purpose here.
And if you come in and order it, I'll make you say it three times.
I'm proud of you, sweetheart.
I'm proud of you, sweetheart. Okay, well, if anyone's still listening, because a lot of people probably turned off their radio, we've got one more question. If I'm looking for an affordable, relaxing experience, sometimes it's hard to read drunk handwriting, that has all sorts of health benefits, like, say, a massage, can you recommend a good local massage therapist? Also, please explain why this is a good idea. I think this is a leading question. As I am a massage therapist, I think, but there's tons of great massage therapists within the town of Hillsborough. There's the folks over at Cedar Walk Wellness, which includes WellSport. Our friend Kaya Wells is a very, very good massage therapist. And you know somebody else, Eric, right? Sarah
Johnston.
Yeah. She's great.
Mm-hmm.
And why should you get a massage? Well, I mean, very simply, we're coming out of a pandemic where I think a lot of people weren't touched at all. I can say that I didn't hug another adult human for probably a year and a half. So humans, scientifically proven, need human touch. And massage is healing. Also, if you have pain, chronic or injury, massage can be great for that. Any kind of tension or stress, you just need to relax. You should get a massage. And don't just think of it like a luxury. It can be like an every week thing.
I highly recommend getting a massage on the regular.
How often do you get massages?
I was doing it every week for a while. And then the person who gave me my massages, she left, and then I fell out of the habit, and now I'm thinking about starting it back up again.
Damn.
Yeah.
I was going for once a month, but now I go whenever something hurts.
Yeah.
Which
is... We're old, guys. Yeah. Our bodies are breaking. Be nice to us. Come into Yonder Bar and treat us well.
So, we're really excited about the airplane, the Movie Night Live airplane this coming Wednesday. You know, that's going to be a lot of fun. Have you given any thought to the next one, what you're going to do?
That's a good question. I've been toying with Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Ooh. Or League of Their Own, and they're both pretty big casts, although League is just going to give a big chance to all the ladies. But I could have one of the men play, like Rosie O'Donnell, for example. You would be terrific. Is all.
I support that.
All right. Hey, you know, that sounds fun. I tell you what, let's, you know, you guys want to come hang out with us, come hang out right now. We're at Nomad. Come order the Gamja Dog, or come see us at Yonder Bar, especially this Wednesday. Christina Casa presents Movie Night Live, where they're going to be doing a live reading of Airplane. You guys are not going to want to miss it. We're there all weekend. We're there all week. Let's get silly. Let's get stupid. And thank you all very much for joining us.
Thanks, Christina.
Thank you very much, Christina.
Thanks for having me.
Can you do that one more time? Just a little slower.
A little slower.
Nope. She's off. All right. Hey, thank you very much.
Away.
We'll see you soon.
All right. Bye.